Welcome to Dilip Nigam Show. I'm a John Maxwell Leadership and Transformation Coach, a motivational speaker, a podcaster, and an entrepreneur. I'm helping conscious achievers win over their limiting fears and live a limitless life. As we move towards the close of 2021, we are inspired to create fresh New Year resolutions for the year 2022. Every year, countless individuals use this opportunity to rewrite New Year resolutions, and yet, less than 30 to 60 days later, 80% of the New Year resolutions fail. Is it that people aren't serious about creating a change? Or their goals are too lofty? While redefining our New Year resolutions, we need to ask ourselves, are we interested or committed? In this Success 2.0 segment, before I share a brand new perspective on New Year resolutions, I wish to touch upon something extremely fascinating: the transformation of a caterpillar into a beautiful butterfly. Butterflies symbolize a beautiful change, and the transformation journey of a caterpillar offers a few interesting life lessons which humans can emulate. In my talk today, I present below the Transformation 2022 Blueprint, which would help you achieve a lasting positive change that would steer you to a new success path in 2022 and beyond. Helen Keller was born a healthy child in Alabama, USA on June 27, 1880. At the age of 19 months, Helen became deaf and blind as a result of an unknown illness. However, Helen's life changed on March 3, 1887, when she met Ann Mansfield, who became her teacher. And in 1904, she became the first deaf and blind person in USA to receive a Bachelor's of Arts degree. She was once asked, "What's worse than being a blind?" And her response was, "The only thing worse than being a blind is having a sight but no vision." The above statement is true to the core for every human being who wishes to accomplish success in life. A vision statement is your GPS for life. A vision statement allows you to create a picture of your ideal life. Life's vision helps you define what you want to be, where you want to be, and the set of accomplishments you wish to achieve based on your value system and your preferences for life. The pillar one of my Transformation 2022 Blueprint is create your vision statement and let it be your GPS for life. . 2021 has been a year of change for most of us. The year has given many of us time to think and reflect on our lives and our relationships. For some of us, the shifts have been subtle, for others, substantial. Let's reflect and derive lessons from our life in 2021 to map out how we will be more successful and even more significant in 2022. You may want to start with the following questions. Number one, reviewing the goals you set for 2021, how successful were you in achieving them? Number two, need to change the job or change your career? Number three, how have you grown as a person in 2021? Number four, how healthy are your relationships with those around you? Who deserves to receive greater care and love from you? What values and motivators will guide your life and be your compass in 2022? And last, how has your life mission or calling changed? Reflecting on these six questions will determine your focus and goals for 2022. In order to create your life's vision, ask yourself, what matters to you in life? Find yourself a quiet space and do a bit of introspection about where you are today and where you wish to be in life in the next 5 to 10 years. Don't focus on how to get there. Just identify, what you wish your ideal life to be, and what's that which would bring a feeling of fulfillment in your heart. You may ask yourself the following questions to guide you in the process. Number one, job and career. Do you love your job? Do you love the job you are currently doing for your living? If money wasn't an issue, what would be the ideal career path? Have you started your own business? And where do you see it growing in the next 5 years? Number two, self-development. What are your core strengths and what skills you wish to acquire to be able to accomplish your dream career in the next 5 to 10 years? Family and social. Do you have a great relationship with your spouse and your loved ones? Have you developed meaningful relationship with people who uplift you and act as your cheerleader? Number four, money and investments. How much are you earning today? And where do you see yourself earning in the next 5 years? What are your current assets? And where do you see your assets growing in the next 5 years? Health and fitness. How is your and your spouse's health today? And what kind of fitness regime would you like to implement going forward? Are you contributing currently to a charity? And what charities would you like to add to your list going forward? These are just some of the questions you may ask yourself to develop your vision statement. So, pillar one of the Transformation 2022 blueprint is dream big, create lofty dreams, and don't bother about people laughing at it. It's your vision for your life, and you could always tweak it going forward if you miss any of your goals. Remember, your dreams will turn into a mere wish unless you are super passionate and obsessed about it. Taking a cue from Caterpillar's transformation journey, in order for the caterpillar to turn into a butterfly, it must be upside down. To make significant change in our life too, we must be ready to rewrite the script by doing things differently. Today, disruption is a way of life, and either we get ready to embrace disruptions or get disrupted in life and career. Pillar 2 of the Transformation 2022 blueprint is get ready to embrace market disruptions. Embracing disruptions primarily means managing the actions within your control, besides managing your emotions and responses to unforeseen situations. In order to thrive during 2022 and beyond, it's vital for us to not only learn how to embrace disruptions, but also grow through the disruptions. Smart people invest in long-term assets to create wealth. Let me ask you a question. What's the most valuable asset in your life you should invest in? I'm sure your answer is you. Where you are today is based on your past education and the experience you gathered over a period of time. And where you would be in future will depend upon your investment on yourself today and going forward. You would have heard the word USP. Unique selling proposition. It is the essence of what makes you more valuable than your competition. People feel proud holding an Apple product in their hand. My question is, what's your USP? During an interview, if you were asked to define yourself in 3 words, what would your response be? Noted author and motivational speaker and my mentor John Maxwell says, you need to know yourself to grow yourself, which leads you to find the answer and response to a question, who am I? Take a journal and write down in one column all your strengths and allocate a score to each strength on a scale of 0 to 10. Likewise, in another column, write down your weaknesses or areas where you need to improve and allocate a score of 0 to 10. All your strengths where you gave yourself a score less than 7, you need to work to strengthen them. The first life asset you need to invest into is your core skill set. In order to embrace disruptions, it is vital to invest your time and energy to attain excellence in your core skill set. Remember, You need to see value in yourself before others see value in you. Let me share a story from my career journey. I completed my engineering in 1977 and pursued the project management career for 22 years and was keen to create an alternative career path. An area that I wished to switch over was supply chain management. While working in Singapore, I took a conscious decision to enhance my skill sets and train myself in the field of supply chain management. I took multiple courses in the evenings for a period of 4 years till 2002. Interestingly, while I was working and undertaking these courses during 1999, I accepted a new role as a business development manager at a family-owned engineering company. To my surprise, I observed a serious lack of professional practices in the field of supply chain at the company. And I saw that as an opportunity for me to hone my skills and acquire real-world exposure. I talked to my general manager and offered to take additional responsibility to revamp company's supply chain practices, in addition to my core responsibility as a business development manager. The GM readily agreed, and I started wearing two hats, a procurement manager during the first half of the day and a BDM during the second half of the day. Applying the principles learned during my courses, I started reviewing the current supply chain practice of the company and proposed implementing an ERP system. I started writing procedures, took charge of implementing JD Edwards ERP supply chain program, and became the official trainer of the ERP system for the company. I did all this without expecting any monetary gains. All my investment of time and money in acquiring a new skill set over a period of 4 years and implementing what I had learned finally bore fruit when I got selected as a country commercial head for one of the largest power conglomerates from France. This career move turned out to be one of the most fulfilling phases of my career and finally resulted in me being selected to lead the supply chain practice in one of the largest power corporations in Canada during 2011. Moral of the story is, while striving to attain excellence in your current professional skills, it's always a smart move to invest time and energy in a brand new professional skill which could widen your horizons and open up new career options in future. And that's another key strategy to ready yourself to embrace market disruptions. According to Adecco, the global employment portal, soft skills are becoming even more important now that the world of work has remarkably changed in the post-COVID condition. And the top 10 soft skills that will be most valued in future include communication, time management, emotional intelligence, adaptability, critical thinking, empathy, organization, collaboration and teamwork, problem solving, leadership. Look at the above list and conduct a reality check. But how many skills can you award yourself a score 7 out of 10? All the skills where you scored less than 7, you will need to prepare a game plan and commit to acquire these skills one at a time with focused commitment. You may seek guidance from a mentor or a career counselor to understand what to start with. So another area to focus on to embrace market disruptions is to invest in learning a new soft skill which would reward you for a lifetime. Let me ask you a question. Who is the person you love the most? Your answer may include your sweetheart, your mother, or your newborn child. However, the right answer is you. The first person you need to love is you, and that will define your self-concept. If I look back growing up, and even while pursuing my engineering degree in India during 1972, while I would be friendly with entire class, my comfort zone was only 5 friends I would hang around most of the time, and more than 5 people was a crowd for me. Even during those days, I had the guts to stand up against the crowd and do what I felt was the right thing to do. I didn't fear what would others think about me, and if I had to award my self-concept a score, I would award myself 7 out of 10. My self-concept and self-esteem moved up from 7 to 9 within a few years of me starting my e-commerce business during 2003. That single decision by us allowed us to embrace a brand new association of global winners who all had a high self-esteem of 9 out of 10. With this story of mine in the background, I share 6 non-negotiables on how to develop a high self-concept. Number 1. Build your mental immunity. Noted motivational speaker Jim Rohn said, "You are the average of 5 people you spend the most time with." My self-concept moved from 7 to 9 when I started associating with high achievers during the course of building my e-commerce business back in 2003. Henry Ford said, "Whether you think you can or you think you can't, you are right." This newfound association taught me to start living and breathing the statement made by Henry Ford, and I discovered a new me, extremely confident and driven to create life of my dreams. During the above business building process, I also picked the habit of reading 20 to 30 minutes daily. Whether I was jogging, gardening or driving, I'm soaking myself with positive talks from global leaders through a podcast or an ebook. These actions helped me build my mental immunity and kept me upbeat about myself and raised my self-concept. Number 2, forgive yourself for your failures. We all have our weaknesses and limitations. Certain things can be ignored, while others may need us to work on. Holding grudge against yourself gets in the way of building a high self-concept. Never ever beat up yourself. Learn from your mistakes and move on. Third, you are unique, so take pride in who you are. Know yourself well and never ever compare yourself with others. Know your strengths, your weaknesses, and the distinct value proposition you bring on the table. Practice daily gratitude and be thankful for what you have. Fourth, celebrate small wins. When I first delivered an e-commerce opportunity to a 500+ audience in a 5-star hotel in Singapore, or when I took charge of training over 200 management executives on the new supply chain processes being rolled in my previous company, I received a huge applause from the audience, and that enhanced my self-esteem and self-concept. Write a journal and record small wins on a daily basis and celebrate small victories with your loved ones. This simple habit will go a long way in raising your self-esteem and self-love quotient. Fifth, people treat you the way you treat yourself. Know your self-worth. When you treat yourself with love, compassion, forgiveness, respect, others will treat you the same way. Sixth, schedule a me time every day. Make time to nurture yourself and act in a self-loving way. This is the period when you put yourself first over any other commitments. To conclude, third pillar of the Transformation 2022 blueprint is to develop a high self-concept. Developing high self-concept or self-esteem is like training your muscles in a gym, and you could build it with time if you are intentional about it. Remember, only a person who loves himself is able to love others and develop healthy and lasting relationships. In order for a caterpillar to become a butterfly, it literally has to shed its skin multiple times. Think of this as you needing to shed old version of yourself, your habits and beliefs, in order to become an even better version of you, and it's limitless. Stanford psychologist Dr. Carol Dweck and the author of Mindset explains there are two kinds of mindsets, growth and fixed mindset. A growth mindset embraces challenges and views failure as a springboard for growth and for stretching our existing abilities, while a fixed mindset grips into the belief that success is accomplished solely based on talent and the little effort. Keeping the above perspective in mind, pillar 4 of the Transformation 2022 blueprint is live a growth mindset. And I share below a few key principles to develop a growth mindset. First, develop mental resilience. Resilience is the process of being able to adapt well and bounce back quickly after challenges. Those who are more resilient have learned to move past obstacles and challenges in a healthy way. The good news is, resilience is like a muscle which can be trained and nurtured. Having completed my engineering degree in 1977, we lived in India for 15 years, and at the peak of my career, decided to hit the reset button and migrated to Singapore in 1994 to start from ground zero in life and career. We lived in Singapore for 17 years, and I rose to be the country commercial head for a French multinational, and once again during 2010, decided to reset our life and migrate to Canada at the prime of my life and career. All these drastic moves in our life were possible only because of very strong mental resilience to endure in a new environment and a high self-esteem and self-image and accepting challenges as a way of life. Resilience has even been compared to learning how to play a guitar. When you first play the guitar, your fingers get sore and you get frustrated. Some may even quit after the second or third lesson. A resilient person pushes past that initial discomfort and soon begins to realize that there is greater joy and satisfaction ahead. Number two, build emotional intelligence. Emotional intelligence, otherwise known as EQ, is the ability to understand, use, and manage your own emotions in positive ways to relieve stress, communicate effectively, empathize with others, and overcome challenges. Key skills for building your EQ and improving your ability to manage emotions and connect with others are self-management, self-awareness, social awareness, relationship management. Third, conquer your limiting beliefs. Napoleon Hill in his book, Think and Grow Rich, says, "Thoughts are things." Our thoughts coupled with experiences and emotions build our belief system. Limiting beliefs are therefore beliefs ingrained in our subconscious based on our past experiences or the opinions of people around us, sometimes even our parents, and stop us from achieving what we wish to. Limiting beliefs actually paralyze us at the start line, even before we leap forward for success. Left unchallenged, limiting beliefs can lead to limited outcomes in all areas of life, including career, relationships, finances, health. And in order to develop a growth mindset, we need to put a conscious effort to conquer our limiting beliefs. Fourth, attitude is all that counts. Winston Churchill said, "The positive thinker sees the invisible, feels the intangible, and achieves the impossible." So the next key success principle to develop a growth mindset is managing our attitude towards the situation and focusing on solutions rather than situations. Remember, tough times never last, tough people do. The law of attraction says, like attracts like. So if you think positive and look for positive in every situation, you attract positive outcomes. Pillar number five, embrace success habits of superachievers. A. Follow a morning routine. How you spend the first hour after you get out of the bed is important to the success of your day. So after getting up early, follow a success ritual every morning. Fill the first hour of the day with positive, creative activities like practicing gratitude, reading, visualizing, and going over your priorities of the day. The benefits of doing so will pay off multifold. B. Become obsessed with your goal. Goal achievers are obsessed with their goals, dreams, and routines. They think about them almost all the time. Since what you focus on expands, if you have a big goal in your sight, becoming obsessed with achieving it will go a long way in moving you from where you are to where you want to be. C. Be persistent. Goal achievers pursue their goals and dreams relentlessly. They overcome adversity. They sweep aside anything that stands between them and their goals. Persistence is an essential factor in achieving any goal. So get in the habit of finding ways to navigate around impasses. Finish what you set out to do. D. Prioritize. Goal achievers make a list of most important things usually 3 to 10 tasks that they must accomplish that day. Make sure you do at least one thing each day that moves you closer to your goal. E. Practice self-discipline. Goal achievers are highly disciplined when it comes to executing tasks that will lead them to their goals. They often miss parties or even social events, and sacrifices like these make you the person you need to become in order to lead the lifestyle you imagine. Of course, there are other success habits you can develop to achieve your goals, but you can start applying the above right now. Start small, one change at a time. We immigrated to Singapore during 1993 and lived there for 17 years before immigrating to Canada again in 2010. I distinctly remember every day on my way to office, my eldest son Shashank would ask me to drop him at a gym where he would exercise for 1 hour every day and then go back home. Interestingly enough, he left me wondering how could he exercise for 1 hour every day, but he seemed to be obsessed about it. The discipline to exercise regularly never touched my mind till after a routine blood work, my company's doctor warned me about the key health parameters being out of range and forced me to implement drastic changes in my lifestyle. I took doctor's advice seriously and successfully reversed the trend within 3 months. A lesson learned the hard way, I decided to practice discipline towards my health without being pushed by my doctor, and that has become my way of life. It's extremely vital to realize that one of the most valuable assets you could invest into is health equity. Interestingly enough, my wife Anita happily became my accountability partner in the journey. She led the goal of a healthy lifestyle from the front, and I followed her. To conclude, sixth pillar of Transformation 2022 blueprint is to invest in health equity, which would offer you rich dividends over your lifetime. Facebook's market cap as of December 25th, 2021 was at $932 billion. And during second quarter of 2021, 2.9 billion people were using at least one of Facebook's core products each month. Facebook purchased WhatsApp in February 2014 for $16 billion, with WhatsApp's subscriber base of 500 million monthly users. And as of 2021, WhatsApp has more than 2 billion active users. Facebook WhatsApp story demonstrates well the amazing power of social capital. We too have a social capital by way of our network on Facebook, WhatsApp, LinkedIn, Instagram, Twitter, and other platforms. And we need to start treating these as assets and invest our time and energy to make these platforms become a productive tool for us. Think of networking as an opportunity and not a necessary evil, and embrace it as a way of life. My elder daughter-in-law never applied for a public job posting, but got all her jobs through LinkedIn network. And my younger son also got his job by proactively engaging with his LinkedIn network in Vancouver. Networking offers an opportunity to find mentors, coaches, and your potential clients or business partners, and also offers an opportunity to learn valuable lessons and strategies from people who have gone there, done that. So the pillar 7 of Transformation 2022 blueprint is invest in social capital. I recently asked my friend John about his experiences of year 2021. He responded with a heavy heart, saying, 2021 has been rather a tough year for me. I lost my job twice and I'm currently unemployed. However, lucky I am that my wife still has a job and we are able to sail through this tough period with her income. Having said that, John paused, waiting for my response. Anyway, I responded to John with a response he never expected. I told John, while not having a job is not a happy situation, I wish to share a fresh perspective on the whole situation. Instead of focusing on your current job situation, can I ask you to pause and list down at least 5 things or situations in your life you are happy about? Continuing the discussion, I said, are you not happy that at least your wife has a job and you have a survival income? Are you happy that both of you have gotten fully vaccinated and are staying healthy? And also both your parents have got fully vaccinated and are keeping healthy back home in India? You would have heard every adversity has a seed of bigger and better opportunity. While not having a job is not a happy situation, you could always convert it into an opportunity by upgrading your current skill set and adding a new skill set, which is currently in demand, and that would get you ready for the year 2022. The message I am driving across is, irrespective of challenges faced by us in our life, there are still numerous things in our life we could be grateful for. So live with an attitude of gratitude and count your blessings. Pillar number 8 of the Transformation 2022 Blueprint is count your blessings and express gratitude for what you are blessed with. The 2021 year end episode of my podcast on Transformation 2022 Blueprint is a special New Year gift by me to my listeners. To make this unique gift even more relevant and useful to my listeners, I've decided to conduct a virtual Transformation 2022 Bootcamp starting January 14, 2022, where I would teach the real life application of various pillars of Transformation 2022's Blueprint. The bootcamp is free and attendance is by invitation only. I'm sure Transformation 2022 Blueprint system devised by me shall help you move forward towards realizing your dreams in the new year and beyond. God bless all, and wishing you all a very happy, healthy, and prosperous new year 2022. Believe you can, and you will.